This Diamond Insight takes us to Dartmouth with Jim Wren, who just helped his teammates beat Columbia to win a second straight Ivy League championship. Jim, first of all, how's it feel to be heading to the NCAA tournament for a second straight year?
Oh, it's great. You just can't beat that kind of feeling. I mean, going out there and winning, you know, with your best friends and playing the game that you love, you just can't beat that.
Is there a different feel this time around compared to a year ago when you guys did it?
I think there is. I think last year, in some of the guys' minds, there's little doubt that, you know, going the previous year before that, we get there and then we lose in three games, and then winning last year is just absolute bliss. And sort of this year, everyone picked us to win it, and everyone was kind of expecting us to win it, so we had that pressure all year. So when we finally did it, it was almost like we got the gorilla off our back. So it was more just relief and just excitement and just joy.
After losing Game 1 of the Ivy League Championship Series, you hit an eighth-inning grand slam to help your team win Game 2. Where does that home run rank in terms of home runs you've hit in your career there?
Well, I mean, it was just an awesome place to hit one, and, you know, just a great feeling to help my team out. I mean, we were only up one at that point, and we were going in, you know, we knew their offense could, you know, produce runs and, you know, put some big numbers up on the scoreboard. So to kind of get that lead out there and stretch it to five was kind of a big relief and help to the team.
You know, after going to the tournament last year, you go out and you start your season against a couple NCAA tournament teams from a year ago, Wright State and Virginia, and those games were in Charlottesville, Virginia, Virginia specifically, a team that went to the College World Series. What was that whole experience like for you guys?
Oh, it was great. I mean, it was a little nerve-wracking going down there and opening up our season right there, because we spent all the time before that, the 4 weeks leading up to inside. So just getting out on the field and, you know, being in the sunshine was just amazing. And, of course, their stadium is unbelievable. And, of course, going out there and, you know, winning the game against Wright State and, you know, playing decently well against Virginia, it was just a good overall weekend.
What about last year? You went to the Chapel Hill Regional in North Carolina, came out of there and went to a fourth straight College World Series. What will you and your teammates take from that experience now as you get ready for this year's tournament?
I mean, last year, as you can see from the score, I mean, we stuck with them pretty well. It was only 5-3, and we had some big spots where we just didn't get the key hits. You know, we grounded into, you know, one or two double plays in some big spots. And so just to show the guys that, you know, with game of baseball, anybody can win on any day. And so just to have that confidence going in is just something that we can, you know, bestow upon them.
Well, you talked about last year just winning the Ivy League and, you know, kind of being a little bit starry-eyed maybe. Do you think that having that in your back pocket, you being a senior and guys with some experience, that'll kind of help you now as you go forward this season?
Oh, I think so. I think we know what the experience like is now going to a regional. I mean, before that, no one on the team knew it. You know, no one's ever been there before. So I think now there's a ton of guys on our team that have been there, have actually played in the game, you know, pitched in big spots, got some hits. And so I think it'll carry over to this year where it's not so much as just a, you know, surprising experience.
Now, what's the most important thing you think you and your Dartmouth teammates will do from now until the tournament actually does begin?
I think we just got to stay focused. That's the biggest thing. I mean, it's hard, you know, having a little layoff, you know, and seeing, you know, the big game is, you know, 3 weeks away or 4 weeks away. So I think we just need to keep our guys focused and go out there every day and just try to get better.
Who's Dartmouth's biggest rival out there in the Ivy League?
I would say Harvard is pretty big, and Brown. Brown, the past few years since I've been here, they've always been a real tough opponent inside our conference. And so it seems like every year, whether you're going to go to the, you know, the Ivy League championship game is if you do well against Brown.
You grew up in Texas, close to the Dallas area. Was there a little bit of an initial culture shock going from Texas to New Hampshire when you first arrived in Dartmouth?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can just tell by the weather, this is a whole different kind of animal. I mean, coming from back home, you know, people, everyone talks to you, everyone's friendly, you know, the weather's great, you know. And so coming up here where, you know, long winters, you don't see the sun, you know, people, you know, have a different kind of mentality. So it was an experience, but, you know, I wouldn't trade it for anything. Dartmouth's just a wonderful place to go to school, and I can't beat it.
Were you more football or baseball growing up, being from the state of Texas?
Well, I'm not a very big guy, so my parents kind of knew that coming off. Both my parents aren't very big, so they knew if they sent me out on the football field, you know, something might get broken or something. So they stuck me on the baseball field wisely, and I stayed there.
If you had your choice, would you be going back to play in a regional in Texas?
Oh, yeah, I would love to. I think that's my number one choice, is to go down there and maybe play at TCU, which is, you know, 30 minutes away from my house, or maybe UT, which would just be an unbelievable experience.
What is the best thing about being a college baseball player, Jim?
I think it's the guys on the team. You know, you don't meet these kind of people every day. They share the same passion as you, and they work hard just like you do, and they have the same kind of dedication, and they're just great guys all around. And I think if, you know, going out for the rest of my life, I won't meet some of the people that I've met here on the baseball team.
What's the toughest thing?
The toughest thing is balancing, you know, going to an Ivy League school. It's tough balancing the schoolwork and practice. I mean, we spend a ton of time, you know, lifting, conditioning, going to practice, and so trying to balance in your studies and around when, you know, when midterms come around and finals. It's tough to stay focused when you're thinking about the season.
I want to do some word association with you before we wrap it up. I'm going to throw some things at you. You just tell me what comes to mind. Let's start with a teammate of yours, Chris O'Dowd.
A great guy. Genuine individual. One of the nicest people you'll ever meet. He has a great heart and just one of those kids you just can't help but love.
Another teammate, Cole Sulzer.
Just got ice water in his veins.
The NCAA tournament.
Best experience of my life.
The Dallas Cowboys.
America's team.
Dartmouth baseball.
Dartmouth baseball. There's so many things. Best guys in baseball.
Your head coach, Bob Whalen.
Hell of a man. He got me into a school that I didn't know if I could get into.
And the last one, Jim Wren.
Hopefully people think of me as a great teammate.
Jim Wren and Dartmouth headed back to the NCAA tournament after winning a second straight Ivy League championship. Thanks a lot and best of luck to you guys.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.